Dear participants, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. I'm back here for this closing address. I was here on Monday for the opening address. So I want to start by congratulating all the participants, yourselves, and those who finished on Tuesday, who attended this very important orientation workshop on the agreement on the resolution of the conflict in the Republic of South Sudan, the high-level revitalization forum, and the agreement on the cessation of hostilities, protection of civilians, and humanitarian access. I have been fully briefed on the presentations and the fruitful deliberations that you have had, as well as the interactive sessions. I'm also informed that the discussions you held have enabled you to know ways and opportunities in which you can now engage in the South Sudan peace process going forward in a more inclusive and participatory way. So much ground has been covered since the revitalization process began. This is indeed encouraging. For us, JEMEC continues to urge the parties in the conflict to embrace the spirit of compromise and to resolve all the outstanding issues. It is critical for all parties to fully abide by the agreements they have signed to date, including the agreement on the cessation of hostilities, protection of civilians, and humanitarian access of December 2017, and particularly refrain from all acts of hostilities. Above all, you, the young people, should be the social capital, the vanguard, and a force for good. The youth in this country must rally around a common goal, set better standards, educate the population on their rights and responsibilities as well, and continue to agitate for a peaceful resolution of the conflict that has continued for far too long. The achievement of peace in South Sudan is a collective process. We must all make the decision that the conflict, and especially the senseless killings, need to stop and say enough is enough. Remember, however, that all wars must end in peace, and let all of you, as South Sudanese, all find in your hearts a place to forgive each other, accommodate one another, and rekindle the spirit of brotherhood and sisterhood, and take another historic step to rebuild your motherland. As the youth, the future belongs to you. And I said this during my opening address. It belongs to you, the youth, more than any other social group in this country, South Sudan. As the youth, the future belongs to you. And now that you are more educated on what is at stake, You have been empowered to participate in bringing peace to your country, South Sudan, in a more informed way, and I therefore wish you good luck.